Good morning. means of converse, one should offer respectful obeisances under the personality of Godhead, Narayana, Shambhu Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, and the Guru Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and to Srila Vyasadeva, the author.
Of their Lordship Shri Srinil Madhav, Shri Gopal Ji, Shri Narasimha Deva Panchitattva Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev, and to all of you, kindly please bless me so that you know we can speak something on this very sublime subject, Srimad Bhagavatam. I would also like to thank His Grace Anand Shakti Prabhu and Divya Rupa Mataji for providing the venue for the class. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Canto entitled The Status Quo, Chapter 4, Chapter entitled Vidura Approaches Maitreya, verse number 12, 13 and 14. Saha.
Saha.
Saha. Esha.
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 Sadho.
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 Charmo.
Charmo.
Charmaha.
Charmaha.
Bhavanam.
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 Sa esha sadho charmo 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 bhavanam.
Asadita.
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 Mata. Mata.
Mata.
Anugraha.
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 Yata.
Yata.
Sa esha sadho charmo bhavanam.
Sa esha sadho charmo bhavanam.
Asadidaste madanugrahoyat.
Asadidaste madanugrahoyat.
Asadidaste madanugrahoyat.
Asadidaste madanugrahoyat.
Yat.
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 Mam.
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 Nilokan.
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 Rahah.
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 Utsrajitam.
Utsrajantam.
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 Sa esha sadho charmo bhavanam.
Sa esha sadho charmo bhavanam.
Asadidaste madanugrahoyat.
Asadidaste madanugrahoyat.
Yanmam nilokan rah utsrajantam.
Yanmam nilokan rah utsrajantam.
Yanmam nilokan rah utsrajantam.
Yanmam nilokan rah utsrajantam.
Drishtya.
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 Dradasvan.
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 Vishad anuvrtya.
Vishad anuvrtya.
Vishad anuvrtya.
Vishad anuvrtya.
Sa esha sadho charmo bhavanam.
Sa esha sadho charmo bhavanam.
Asadidaste madanugrahoyat.
Asadidaste madanugrahoyat.
Yanmam nilokan rah utsrajantam.
Yanmam nilokan rah utsrajantam.
Drishtya dadasvan vishadan vritya.
Drishtya dadasvan vishadan vritya.
Drishtya dadasvan vishadan vritya.
Drishtya dadasvan vishadan vritya.
Sa esha sadho charmo bhavanam.
Sa esha sadho charmo bhavanam.
आसादि दस्ते मदनुग्रहोयात्
आसादि दस्ते मदनुग्रहोयात्
यन्मामृलोकान् रह उत्सृजन्तम्
यन्मामृलोकान् रह उत्सृजन्तम्
दृष्ट्या ददश्वान् विशदानुवृत्त्या
सः दट् एषः अब्दोस् साधु ओहानस्वरम् अल्टिमेट् भावनाम्
अपोलो इन्कार्नेशन् एस् वसु प्रसादितः सौ अचीव् ते अन्टु यु मत् माय् अनुग्रह
Because
Mom, me, Nilokan,
the planets of the conditioned soul,
while greeting, Drishtya, by seeing, Drishwan, what you have seen, Nisadhanu Vidya,
by unflinching devotion.
Oh, honest one,
your present life
is the
last
and the supermost
because
in this term of life
you have been
awarded
my ultimate favor.
Now
you can go
to my transcendental abode,
Vaikuntha,
by leaving this
universe of
conditioned living entities.
Your visit to me
in this lonely place
because of
your pure and unflinching
devotional service
is a great boon for you.
Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda.
When a person is fully conversant with knowledge of the Lord, as far as can be known by a perfect living entity in the liberated state, he is allowed to enter into the spiritual sky where the Vaikuntha planets exist. The Lord was sitting in a lonely place just about to disappear from the vision of the inhabitants of this universe, and Uddhava was fortunate to see him even at that time and thus receive the Lord's permission to enter Vaikuntha. The Lord is everywhere at all times, and his appearance and disappearance are merely the experience of the inhabitants of a particular universe. He is just like the sun. The sun does not appear or disappear in the sky. It is only in the experience of man that in the morning the sun rises and in the evening the sun sets. The Lord is simultaneously both in Vaikuntha and everywhere within and without Vaikuntha.
We'll take verse number 13. पुरा
पुरा
मया
मया
प्रोक्तम
प्रोक्तम
अजाय
अजाय
नाभ्ये नाभ्ये पुरा मया प्रोक्तम अजाय नाभ्ये पद्मे
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 निष्णाय
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 माम
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 आदि सर्गे
आदि सर्गे
आदि सर्गे
आदि सर्गे
पुरा मया प्रोक्तम जाय नाभे
पुरा मया प्रोक्तम जाय नाभे
पद्मे निष्णाय ममादि सर्गे
पद्मे निष्णाय ममादि सर्गे
ज्ञानम
ज्ञानम
परम
परम
परम मत महिमा
मत महिमा
मत महिमा
मत महिमा
अवभाषम
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 पुरा मया प्रोक्तम जाय नाभे
पुरा मया प्रोक्तम जाय नाभे
पद्मे निष्णाय ममादि सर्गे
पद्मे निष्णाय ममादि सर्गे
ज्ञानं परं मन्महिमावभाषम्
ज्ञानं परं मन्महिमावभाषम्
यत्
भागवतं वदन्ति पुरा मया प्रोक्तं जायनाभ्ये
पद्मे निष्णाय ममादिसर्गे ज्ञानं परं मन्महिमावभाषम् यत्सूरयो भागवतं वदन्ति पुरा मया प्रोक्तं जायनाभ्ये पद्मे निष्णाय ममादिसर्गे ज्ञानं परं मन्महिमावभाषम् यत्सूरयो भागवतं वदन्ति
पुरा
इन द डेज ऑफ योर
माया
बाय मी
प्रोक्तम
वास सेड
अजाय
अंटु ब्रह्मा
नाभ्ये
आउट ऑफ द नेवल
पद्मे
ऑन द लोटस
कृष्णाय
अंटु द वन
सिचुएटेड ऑन
माय
आदि सर्गे
इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द क्रिएशन
ज्ञानम
knowledge
परम
sublime
मत महिमा
my transcendental glories
अभासम
that which
clarifies
yet which
सूर्यः
great learned sages
भागवतम
श्रीमद्भागवतम
वदन्ति
दूसे
तासिन कहिस जवान की इसका प्रोपाद
ओ उद्धव
in the lotus millennium
in the days of yore
at the beginning of the creation
I spoke
unto Brahma
who is situated
on the lotus
that grows out of my navel
About my transcendental glories,
which
the great sages
describe
as Srimad Bhagavatam.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.
The explanation of the Supreme Self as given to Brahma and already explained in the second canto of this great literature is further clarified herein. The Lord said that the concise form of Srimad Bhagavatam as explained to Brahma was meant to elucidate his personality. The impersonal explanation of those four verses in the second canto is nullified herewith. Sridhara Swami also explains in this connection that the same concise form of the Bhagavatam concerned the pastimes of Lord Krishna and was never meant for impersonal indulgence.
We'll take verse number 14 also.
इति
आद्रत उक्तः उक्तः
उक्तः
परमस्य पुंसः
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 इत्यादतोक्ता परमस्य पुंसः
इत्यादतोक्तः परमस्य पुंसः
प्रतिक्षणा अनुग्रह भाजनः अहम् इत्यादतोक्ता परमस्य पुंसः
प्रतीक्षणानुग्रहभाजनोऽहम्
स्नेह उत्तः
रोम
स्खलिता
अक्षरः
तम् इत्यादतोक्ता परमस्य पुंसः
पुंसः
प्रतीक्षणानु ग्रहभाजनोऽहम्
प्रतीक्षणानु ग्रहभाजनोऽहम्
स्नेहोत्तरो मा स्खलिताक्षरस्तम्
स्नेहोत्तरो मा स्खलिताक्षरस्तम्
मुञ्चन्
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 शुचः
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 प्राणजलैः
प्राणजलैः
प्राणञ्जलिः
प्राणजलैः
प्राञ्जलैः
प्राञ्जलैः
अबभासे
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 इत्यादतोक्ता परमस्य पुंसः
इत्यादतोक्ता परमस्य पुंसः
प्रतीक्षणानु ग्रहभाजनोऽहम्
प्रतीक्षणानु ग्रहभाजनोऽहम्
स्नेहोत्तरो मा स्खलिताक्षरस्तम्
स्नेहोत्तरो मा स्खलिताक्षरस्तम्
मुञ्चन् शुचः प्राञ्जलिरबभासे
मुञ्चन् शुचः प्राञ्जलिरबभासे
इत्यादतोक्ता परमस्य पुंसः
इत्यादतोक्ता परमस्य पुंसः
प्रतीक्षणानु ग्रहभाजनोऽहम्
प्रतीक्षणानु ग्रहभाजनोऽहम्
स्नेहोत्तरो मा स्खलिताक्षरस्तम्
स्नेहोत्तरो मा स्खलिताक्षरस्तम्
मुञ्चन् शुचः प्राञ्जलिरबभासे
मुञ्चन् शुचः प्राञ्जलिरबभासे
इति
दस
आदृत
बीइंग फेवर्ड
उत्तः
एड्रेस
परमस्य
ऑफ द सुप्रीम
पुंसः
पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड
प्रतीक्षण
एवरी मोमेंट अनुग्रह भाजनः
ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ फेवर
अहम्
मायसेल्फ
स्नेह
अफेक्शन
उत्तः
इरप्शन
रोमा
Hairs on the body,
Skalita,
Slacken,
Aksharah,
of the eyes,
Tam,
that,
Munchan,
munchan
smearing,
Shuchaha,
tears,
Pranajarihi,
with folded hands,
Abhavase,
Abhavase,
said.
Said
by Srila
Prabhupada.
Uddhava said,
O Vidura,
when I was thus favored,
at every moment,
by the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
and addressed by Him,
with great affection,
my words failed,
in tears,
and the hairs on my body erupted.
After spearing my tears,
I,
with folded hands,
spoke like this.
Yesterday actually I was reading in the Nectar and Mellows that mail, you know, where Maharaj speaks one very prominent thing which I realized yesterday. He actually first speaks about the perception that how the living entity is not false. The world is not false, but it is just a perception which is false. And he gives two nice example. First he says that sometimes in dream you see that your head is cut off. But he said, how can you see your own head cut off? You know, your eyes is on your head. How can you see your head is cut off? It is actually somebody else's head which is cut off, but you perceive it as your, and therefore you cry in the dream. You know, you are terrified. And secondly, you know, it's just a perception. And secondly, like moon, you know, full moon is a very, very beautiful, but sometimes it appears that it's actually not, you know, full, it has some spot on this. That is because the clouds actually cover the moon. And also sometimes when we look at the ocean, we see the sometimes moon is trembling. So Maharaj was saying that actually moon is not trembling, but it is actually the rays which falls on the surface of the ocean, on the water. And because the water is, you know, moving, it seems that it's also trembling, but it's just the perception. Similarly, the living entity, which is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Mame Vanso Jeeva Loke Jeeva Bhuta Sanatana, are actually pure. not affected, but it is just our perception. When we it comes, you know, in contact with the material energy, then it seems, you know, that there is a problem or we are contaminated. And ultimately, you know, our purpose is to purify this contamination by chanting the holy name of the Lord and go back home, back to Godhead. And you were saying that for Maharaj Parikshit, it was very easy. Just he had to chant the holy name and go back home, back to Godhead. But he took effort to learn, understand all the 18,000 slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was making a point that therefore, you know, we should carefully understand the philosophy. You know, what is what, why we are doing what we are doing, and you know, what is the connection of ours with the Lord, what is this material world, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, all this is very, very important. So I was realizing that, you know, sometimes the ultimate is chanting of the holy name, which even Srimad Bhagavatam says that if you read all the 18,000 sloka, the 18,000th last sloka says, Nam Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Panasha. It says the holy name is actually, you know, the sum and substance of the everything. So therefore, you know, reading Srimad Bhagavatam and understanding Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very important. You know, which brings to the same point which, you know, I try to remind myself of the mood when we come. Because when Parikshit Maharaj approached Sukhdev Goswami, he was in a very, very desperate mood that, you know, I have 7 days, 7 nights with me. Just want to understand from the you Srimad Bhagavatam. Unfortunately, we don't have that. You know, but whenever we come, we approach Srimad Bhagavatam, we should approach with a very humble mood, thinking that, you know, this is the true medicine for me. And therefore, our mood should be that of a patient and not that of a tourist, which we have been telling again and again. And when we approach Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and the Vaishnavas, we should approach in this mood that like Srimad Bhagavatam is like a prescription, the Vaishnavas are like doctors, and the holy name is like medicine. So if we take the dose of all these three, you know, together, if we take the shelter of all these three, then we will be very, very healthy spiritually. So the background to this verse is that Lord Krishna, you know, he caused to destroy his Yadu dynasty by his own internal potency, and after that he came to the bank of river Saraswati. He came to bank of river Saraswati, and he actually told Uddhava to go to Badrika Ashram. But Uddhava, you know, being a pure devotee of the Lord, could not bear the separation of the Lord, and he followed his patron and master. He says he followed Krishna and saw that Krishna was sitting underneath a tree, and it is said he was saying that actually it appeared that Krishna is taking the shelter of that tree. You know, the Supreme Personality, who is shelter for everything, appeared to be taking shelter of the tree. But actually Krishna gave shelter to everyone. And then at that time, Uddhava says to Vidura that Maitreya Rishi, out of his own perfect accord, you know, happened to come there. And thus actually when Uddhava and Maitreya Rishi was sitting, the Lord started speaking. So we saw the last verse, you know, where the Lord starts speaking, and he addressed Uddhava as Vasu, and he tells that actually in last verse he tells that you desired to attend my association and therefore you are here. You know, he had a desire. So sometimes it is said that our desires are also very, very important. What we should desire actually determines our destiny. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Krishna bhuliya jiva bhoga vancha kare nikatastha tare maya jhapatiya dhare. That, you know, as soon as we forget Krishna, we desire something else, maya is right there to catch us. And so in this two verses also the Lord is speaking, and the third verse Uddhava is speaking to Vidura about his you know, position, that how he is actually overwhelmed by hearing the Lord directly. So maybe we can just we'll recite all the verses, Prabhu?
Only one verse.
Fine. So we will recite the verse, then maybe we can speak further.
Saisha sadhu charamo bhavanam.
Saisha sadhu charamo bhavanam.
Asaditaste mat anugrahoyat.
Asaditaste mat anugrahoyat.
Yan mam rulokan rahat sujanta.
lokan bahushtantam
drishtya dadashan vishadanuvartya
drishtya dadashan vishadanuvartya
saisha sadho charamo bhavanam
saisha sadho charamo bhavanam आसादिदस्ते मदनुग्रहोयात् यन्मामृलोकान् बहुसृजन्तम् दृष्ट्याद् दृश्वान् विशदानुवृत्त्या स एष साधो चरमो भवानाम् आसादितस्ते मदनुग्रहोयात् यन्मां लोकान् रहुत्सृजन्तम् दृष्ट्या तदृश्वान् विशदानुवृत्त्या स एष साधो चरमो भवानाम् आसादितस्ते मदनुग्रहोयात् यन्मां लोकान् रहुत्सृजन्तम् दृष्ट्याद् दृष्ट्वान् विशदानुवृत्त्या
स एष साधो चरमो भवानाम् आसादितस्ते मदनुग्रहोयात् यन्मां लोकान् रहुत्सृजन्तम् दृष्ट्याद् दृष्ट्वान् विशदानुवृत्त्या
स
एष साध्यो चरमो भवानाम् आसादितस्ते मदनुग्रहोयात् यन्मां निर्लोकान् रहुत्सृजन्तम् दृष्ट्या दृष्ट्वान् विशदानुवृत्त्या
साधो चरमो भवानाम् आसादितस्ते मदनुग्रहोयात् यन्मां लोकान् रहुत्सृजन्तम् दृष्ट्या दृष्ट्वान् विशदानुवृत्त्या स एष साधो चरमो भवानाम् आसादितस्ते मदनुग्रहोयात् यन्मां लोकान् रहुत्सृजन्तम् दृष्ट्या दृष्ट्वान् विशदानुवृत्त्या
स एष साधो चरमो भवानाम्
आसादितस्ते
मदनुग्रहोयात् यन्मां लोकान् रहुत्सृजन्तम्
यन्मां लोकान् रहुत्सृजन्तम्
चरमो भवानाम् आसादिदस्ते मदनुग्रहोय यन्मां निर्लोकान् रहोत्सजन्तम् दृष्ट्याद् दृष्ट्वान् विशदानुवृत्त्या
Translation, the Lord says, O honest one, your present life is the last and the supermost, because in this term of life you have been awarded my ultimate favor. Now you can go to my transcendental abode, Vaikuntha. By leaving this universe of conditioned living entities, your visit to me in this lonely place because of your pure and unflinching devotional service is a great boon for you. So there are, you know, each and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam is none other than Krishna. It's very, very important. There are certain, you know, which are very, very striking, like Vishad Anuvrittya. It says that by unflinching devotional service, you know, it's not easy to attain Lord Krishna. It's just by because of, you know, unflinching devotional service executed under the proper disciplic succession that one can maybe, you know, able to attain the favor of the Lord. Also, Lord says that Madanugraha. It says that my ultimate favor, that oh Uddhava, you have actually achieved my ultimate favor, but how, you know, the Lord will explain. And also he addresses Uddhava as Sadho. He says that, oh honest one, this is very important. And Prabhupada actually in purport, he gives example that although the Lord is disappearing from this planet here, but he actually never he is just like a sun, which, you know, is appearing in one place and seems to be disappeared from other, like, you know, we spoke about perception. So it's just a perception. So the Lord is just like a sun. He is always brilliant, you know, and giving the light to everyone. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hai Adhikar Andhakar Jahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Maya Adhikar. So Prabhupada is making a point in this purport that Krishna is just like a sun, and the Lord is simultaneously both in Vaikuntha and everywhere, within and without Vaikuntha. So he actually, everything rests upon him. And in the second verse, Lord says that, O Uddhava, in the lotus millennium in the days of yore, at the beginning of the creation, I spoke to Brahma, who is situated on the lotus that grows out of my navel, about my transcendental glories, Mat Mahima, which the great sages described as Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, so we are understanding that how important the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, that the Lord's glories, name, pastime, activities, form, everything, you know, is described as Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different than Lord Sri Krishna. And it say that Idam Bhagavatam Namam Purana Brahma Samhitam. Say that this Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of the Lord Sri Krishna. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that here actually the Lord is speaking about his feature, his personality. You know, he spoke actually Chatushloki Bhagavatam in 2nd canto, 9th chapter to Brahma. And now Prabhupada says that it is actually further, you know, elaborated here by Lord. And then after hearing from the Lord directly, the Uddhava is speaking to Vidura, saying that, you know, thus when I was favored by Lord and my words actually failed in tears and the hairs on my body erupted, after smearing my tears, I with folded hands spoke like this. And he is going to speak further, but, you know, he is experiencing the transcendental ecstasy. So there are a few points maybe we can try to understand. The first and foremost one, Krishna is addressing him as Sadhu. It's very, very important. What is sadhu? You know, we have many understanding or conception about sadhu, that who is sadhu. A person who is in saffron or, you know, in yellow color, he's sadhu. Or sometimes, you know, very loosely word this sadhu means. And also sometimes sadhu is also, you know, people sometimes misunderstand this concept. I actually heard in one class of Maharaj where he was saying that there was one grahastha who was walking on the horse, and he happened to see a sadhu, a person from in Saffron, and that sadhu told him that, you know, can you please come down, I am very thirsty, can you give me some water? And the person actually came down from the horse to give him some water, and that sadhu, he took the pot, hit on that person's head, and you know, he got on the horse and ran away. So that person, he ran after the sadhu and he said, wait, I don't want you from anything, you know, I don't desire anything from you, wait, I will not ask for my money, I will not ask for my horse, I will not ask for anything else, but just one thing I want to tell you, please remember that don't dress like a sadhu if you are not. He said that if you are not a sadhu, please don't dress like that, because otherwise, you know, people will lose faith in the sadhu. So it's very important to understand what is sadhu. Now, sometimes wearing this dress, one time actually Maharaj gave an example that he was sitting on an airport and one lady came because there was a flight delay for many, many hours, and she got frustrated because she wanted to reach somewhere and came to Maharaj and started, you know, pouring out her frustration. What is this, like that and that, and started, and you know, then after she spoke everything, Maharaj just spoke to her and, you know, told her that, you know, nothing happens by our will, actually everything happens by the will of the Lord. And like this, after conversation, she was very, very happy, blissful, and on the flight actually she started chanting. And Maharaj was making a point, he said that there is nothing which, you know, which we did actually. It is the dress which Prabhupada has given us, that, you know, sometimes people approach us because we are like a monk, we are like in Saffron, people come. So, you know, we have to understand properly that even when, while we may not be a sannyasi or a brahmachari or a sadhu like that, but even when, you know, we are representing ISKCON, we are carrying a great responsibility on our shoulder. That people, it is said that actions speak louder, that your actions speak so louder that I can't hear what you say. So if we preach big things and don't practice is, you know, properly, then, you know, everything is failed. Prabhupada said, somebody asked Prabhupada that how people will recognize your disciple, and Prabhupada said that my disciples will be thorough gentlemen. They will be thorough gentlemen. So it's very, very important to understand that, you know, what is sadhu, and are we sadhu? Who can be a sadhu? You know, anyway, I'll not go deep into the topic, what is, you know, a saint or a swindler, because there are many, many swindlers who dress like a sadhu, but actually they are not sadhu. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord says that sadhu sanga sarva sastra kahe, love matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hoye. You know, just even a fraction, it is said that love matra means 1/12 of a second. You know, to measure a second is very, very difficult. But it is 1/12 of the second, which is love matra. It said love matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hoye. So if we are in connection with a sadhu, then, you know, we can achieve everything. And what happens actually when we associate with saintly person? When we associate with saintly persons, naturally the quality of our devotion grows. You know, we are inclined to do more devotional service. We are inclined to serve the Lord. We are inclined to serve the parampara. And sadhu also means to cut. You know, sadhu is very heavy. The one meaning of guru is heavy. You know, he is very heavy. He cuts actually. And what does he cut? He cuts all the misconception which we have. You know, that we are not this body, we are the soul, we are Jivar Sarup Hoy Krishna Nityadas. That the eternal position of any living entity is to become the servant of Lord. And when he cuts all our misconception and illusions and brings to the spiritual platform from where we can see the things as they are. And Lord Krishna says that Vimuda Nanu Pashyanti, Pashyanti Jnana Chakshusa. So when you get this knowledge, you know, these eyes by which you can see, and then maybe, you know, we can aspire to become Pandita Samdarshina. Vidya Vinay Sampane, Brahmana Gava Histine, Suni Pakecha Sopakecha Pandita Samdarshina. That is a very high stage, you know, to see everyone. I remember once somebody told actually that, you know, why Prabhupada is criticizing so much? You know, you hear his lecture, you see his writing, every, you know, now and then, right, left and center, he is just saying you know, rascals, Mudha, the scientist, he is, you know, so many things he is telling. So somebody asked Giriraj Swami Maharaj that why is, you know, they are so criticized, Prabhupada is actually doing like this, why he is not Pandita Samadarshina, why is not equal vision? And Giriraj Swami Maharaj, he wrote a fantastic article in Back to Godhead magazine. Maybe if, you know, somebody can lay their hand on that. Very, very nice article. He quotes about Prabhupada's equal vision. And he says that why only few people should get this sublime message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita? Why not everyone get it? That is vision of Prabhupada. And that is Prabhupada's Samadarshana. That he wants everyone to become devotee. And, you know, therefore, a person who is not, you know, going on a proper path, Prabhupada is trying. And somebody asked Prabhupada that, you know, why you are actually brainwashing our children? And Prabhupada said that to wash, there should be some brain. You know, if there is no brain, where is the question of washing? You know, a person who does not know the difference between the soul and the matter, you know, that means he does not have brain. You know, the first and foremost thing is to understand that I am not this body, I am the soul. And Prabhupada said that whatever you have in your brain is all cow dung. You know, gobar bhara hua hai sab kuch. And we are actually washing your brain, not brainwashing. At least, you know, if you have brain, you will understand this message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So sadhu is like that. You know, he is straightforward. Now, Prabhupada never actually compromised. You know, wherever he wanted to say, he was very heavy. At the same time, he was very humble also. Like, you know, we have been speaking about, you know, Prabhupada's different pastimes, where, you know, with utmost humility, you know, he dealt with people. Like sometime one time Prabhupada was giving this class and he was very heavy and he was speaking that, you know, there is a first class man, second class man, third class man, this, that, you know, he was speaking about this different classes of man, and one person suddenly got up, you know, in between the class and told that, Swamiji, you are speaking, which class you belong to? And, you know, there was a pin drop silence, that, you know, how will Prabhupada reply? And Prabhupada said that I am not at all, you know, third, I am actually fourth class. I am the servant of all these classes. So, you know, that was actually Prabhupada's mood, that he wanted to, you know, go down and serve everyone. And he was actually Uttam Adhikari. It said Uttam Adhikari, he is Pandita Samadarshina. He sees everyone, you know, equal. He sees that everyone is a devotee. You know, why there is a need to preach? But Uttam Adhikari sometimes comes on the platform of Madhyam Adhikari, goes below us and actually, you know, pushes us up. That, you know, please go to Krishna. Please go, Krishna is waiting for you. No, Prabhupada has given us so much. So we should understand that, you know, a sadhu sees a little bit of goodness and fans it. And Maharaj was telling in one class that had it not for Srila Prabhupada and his servant, will you all be there sitting here and reading Srimad Bhagavatam? You know, they ignored your faults. You know, we have ocean of faults. Kalera dosha nidhe rajan. We are full of faults. But still, sadhu, like, you know, our Maharajas, they see one small quality and they fan it. And, you know, make it in a, like, I'll give one example, that Srila Prabhupada, one time, there was a disciple of Prabhupada, he fall down, in one sense that, you know, he was not coming, and he again actually gone back to his conditioned life, which he was very much attached to, and he was doing all ghastly nonsense thing, actually. And for many, many years, he didn't come. But somehow or other, you know, one time actually he came. And when he came, after the program, you know, Prabhupada was sitting, and very, very few, you know, confidential associates of Prabhupada was sitting. And this person was actually telling, revealing his heart. He was telling Srila Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, you know, I am so disgusted with this life. You know, even after hearing so many things, learning from you, all this thing, I have gone back to my material life. I am doing so many things, this, that. I am indulging in all illicit types of activity, and this is happening, that is happening. And, you know, he was just, you know, giving a class type thing. You know, he was speaking for many, many minutes, actually, maybe for half an hour or so. And Prabhupada was very, very quietly listening. And after, actually, when he was speaking, all these other devotees were getting affected. That, you know, how he is describing all his, you know, contamination. And they were actually, you know, being thinking that we are getting contamination. But Prabhupada was very, very, you know, calmly, he was listening to what he was saying. And after he finished, Prabhupada, he just turned down to his disciples and told, just see this soul, how he is struggling for Krishna. You know, this was Prabhupada's response. He didn't say that, you know, hell to you, you know, shame on you. You were my disciples, actually, you know, you have नो मेरा नाम मट्टी पलित कर दिया है ऐसा कुछ. He didn't say anything like that. He just told his disciples that just see, you know, just see how this soul is suffering and actually craving to go to towards Lord Krishna. So they just see one small good, you know, thing and they fan it and they make it, you know, to appear so big. And sometimes we think that we are very very big. And one time, you know, Prabhupada told actually, and he obviously he is a very great personality, but about his one of the disciple, he told that, you know, there is a very big, you know, there is a spiritual sky, spiritual universe, material universe. In that also so many planetary system floating. In that there is one planet called Earth. In that Earth, you know, there is one country called America. In one country there is one New York. In New York there is one, you know, small place. And in that we have a temple. In that temple there is one very small this person, and he thinks that I am the world. You know, so Prabhupada, he will give proper, he'll actually, you know, Guru knows, you know, what to do with what. Sometimes we may pose, you know, ourselves very very great, but actually, you know, wo hawa nikal dete hain. So sadhu basically is a person, you know, he does not speak his mind. He just speak what is given in the scriptures, what is the mind of Krishna. You know, is coming in parampara, it's the knowledge is transmitted, and the favor of the sadhu releases us from the material bondage. And you know, sometimes people think that sadhu means, you know, just you know, become a lazy person who does not have to do anything, he becomes a sadhu. In India we see that there are some person, they think what to do, you know, just wear saffron cloth, go to a temple, lie down there, kulli people will come, touch your feet, you say I bless you, they'll give you some chapati, eat that chapati, be happy. Now that is not sadhu. Sadhu is like Arjuna. You know, Arjuna was like sadhu, that he was although a grahastha, an administrator, a king, but still, you know, he was working, he was doing everything to please Krishna, and he does not want to fight, but still Krishna invoked and he fought. And if we see that all the sadhus and saints in the world, they teach the same thing, you know, have it be, you know, from India or from America. Like Jesus Christ also, you know, preached love of Godhead. Muhammad also preached the same thing. So ultimately, you know, they all give the same message, but it is us, you know, how to take the message. They speak about dharma, and also we'll speak you know, regarding this honesty little bit, that dharma is actually standing on four legs, four pillar, which is mercy, austerity, cleanliness and truthfulness. And it is said that all the three legs of dharma has been broken. There is only one leg, truthfulness, on which somehow dharma in the form of bull is, you know, standing. But that is also, you know, not to be seen now. You know, there was a previous age, bygone era, you know, where people were so honest, so truthful, you know, so loyal, so devoted. But now that time has gone. You know, like I had given this example before also, that in previous yuga, whatever people used to earn, they used to give everything to the Lord, and everything is given to the God. And then the next, you know, time came where what they used to do, they used to draw a line, throw the money up. Whatever falls that side of the line belongs to God. Whatever falls this side of the line belongs to me. As the time passed, they used to draw a circle, smaller one. Throw the money. Whatever falls inside the circle belongs to God. Whatever falls outside is mine. And now in Kali Yuga, you know, they have so infatuated by this cricket that they throw money up and say, God, catch if you can. If you cannot catch, it is mine. You know, so God has to actually learn cricket to catch that money. So this is actually the level of, you know, loyalty or honesty which people are displaying. Prabhupada gave an example that there were some, you know, bunches of thieves. They actually, you know, plundered some wealth. They looted it and then they went to the deep jungle and told among themselves, now let us honestly divide this. So Prabhupada said, where is the honesty? When the source is actually the loot, you know, where is the honesty to divide it properly? In this regard, you know, there is a story that there were three person actually. You know, they had something, I think it was a pot of kheer actually they were carrying, and then everybody told that, you know, we will equally divide the kheer and have it. You know, nobody should have the kheer. And then you know, they were in deep dark jungle, so they slept in the night. And they said that early morning we will divide equally and we will eat this kheer. So everyone agreed, said no problem. And then actually they say that whoever gets the best dream, you know, they should actually have the kheer. nobody else. So they say, okay. So one person, he got up and he told that, you know, let me say, no, very nice dream. He says that in the dream, actually I went to Brahma Loka and I met with Brahmaji. And Brahmaji actually spoke, you know, the knowledge to me, and all the knowledge came into me. So this was the best dream. So he said that, okay, let us hear, you know, what other person has to say. So the other person said, oh my God, he gone to Brahma Loka. Where should I go? He said, I went to Mahesh Loka. I went to Shiva Loka and met Shivaji and understood the principle of bhakti from him. So he said, no, no. The third person said, he said that actually I didn't go somewhere, but actually Hanumanji appeared in my dream. Then said, what? I said, Hanumanji appeared and he was very angry. He was ferocious with red eyes boiling. And he actually came and told me, drink this kheer. And I drank it. You know, so this is the kind of honesty which people display. And also, you know, there was a person, a marketing executive, he wanted to buy a donkey. So he went to a farmer and told that, oh dear farmer, please give me this donkey. So the farmer said, $100. So he said, okay, no problem, take $100. So he took $100 and the farmer said that next day morning I will give you the donkey. He said, okay, no problem, I will come and collect next day. Unfortunately, the donkey died. So the executive, he came and said, give my donkey. He said, unfortunately, donkey died here. What to do? So he said, anyway, give me my money back. He said, but that money I spent. The whole night I was enjoying, I spent the money. I don't have money. So he said, anyway, no problem. You give me the donkey. So he said, but it is dead. He said, no problem. Give me dead donkey. Said, what will you do? He said, no problem. Give me dead donkey. So he took the dead donkey. Next time when the farmer met him, he said that, what did you do with that donkey? He said that, I made a super excellent profit. He said, huh? Super excellent profit? How come? So he said that, I actually sold raffle tickets, like housing. I sold raffle tickets, you know, $2 each. So I sold 500 tickets and told that whoever will win this, you know, the donkey is his. But nobody complained about it, but donkey was dead. He said, yes, one person did who won, and I gave him his $2 return. So he said that in this way, I made the profit of $898. You know, 1,000 minus 100 minus 2. He said that I made a profit. So he said that people making money out of a dead donkey. You know, this is the level of, you know, honesty or loyalty or cheating propensity which people have. So it's very, very difficult, you know, to find a person who is really honest. Sometimes even we are not honest to ourselves. If we are honest to ourselves, we will understand that we are not this body, we are the soul. But whenever we look in the mirror, what do we think? As you know, Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj was saying, we see, as soon as we look at the mirror, we see, oh, how beautiful I am. You know, my hairs are like this and that. But as soon as we see the mirror, we should understand that we are not this body, we are the soul. You know, this is the first lesson which should be hammered again and again, again and again, again and again on our head. You know, then we can become honest. There was, you know, in a school, there were some children, and there were, you know, one pack of cherry was kept, and there was a notice board where it was written, please take one as the Lord is watching. You know, because the teacher was thinking that the children may take more, so it was written that please take one, the Lord is watching. So then, you know, they took one, and they, as they were going out, they saw a bunches of chocolate. So there the student said, here we can take any, you know, you know, as many as we can. So he said, why? Because the God is watching only cherries. He is not watching chocolate. You know what it is said? That, you know, that I read that mail of 12 policemen. That, you know, there is earth, fire, this super soul. You know, everyone is actually watching us. You know, whatever is happening outside, you know, the Surya is watching. Whatever is happening inside, the Vayu is watching. And ultimately, you know, the super soul is watching. But we are not honest to ourselves. You know, we want to cheat. We want to try and, you know, cheat everyone, whoever we can. And also, you know, in a spiritual parlance also, sometimes, you know, we see that if the husband is very honest or he is devoted, you know, the wife is not sometimes. Or sometimes the relatives are not. So sometimes, you know, we have to face some peculiar situation. There was one man who was very, very attached to sadhus. You know, any person who is in saffron, he'll see, pay prostrated obeisances. That, you know, I respect the sadhus. But his wife was not supportive. You know, she was totally against. You know, and whenever she will see a sadhu, a person in saffron, you know, she will boil. So one time she said that enough, you know, my husband is inviting so many people to prasadam, enough is enough. I mean, now, you know, I will do something. So one time when the husband was not there, some sadhus came, and what she did, she went inside, and she took that tong, and you know, she started hiding it under the bed. So the sadhu said, why are you hiding this? He said, no, you don't know. My husband, he is very much against sadhus. And whenever he sees the sadhus, he takes this tong and he starts hitting them. So he understood, my God, what is this? So he said, no problem. I am going inside to cook. I'll cook and no problem, you can be here. What happens? At that time, the husband comes. And seeing the husband, the sadhus, they run actually for their life. And then husband says, what happened? You know, he started blasting the wife that because of you, they are actually going and... So what happened? He said, no problem, nothing. Actually, this wanted this tong, but I didn't give because we actually want for this cooking. He said, oh, that's all. You know, for one tong, you are actually allowing this sadhus to go. So he took the tong and went behind sadhus to give. And as the sadhus, they saw that he is coming, they ran from their life. You know, he is coming, he just they ran. So they said, you know, this is, you know, sometimes a person may be honest, but the circumstances may not, you know, reward him. But unless until we should understand that we are not honest, even, you know, we will read in this, you know, one purport where Prabhupada speak about this verse, very, very beautiful. Where is that? No, tadva visargo janata gaviplavo yasmin prati shlokamadadhi api namani anantasya yasho nikantiyat shrunvanti gayanti gananti sadhava. So in this also sadhava, this, you know, word sadhu is coming, and Prabhupada actually translates very, very beautifully this as sadhava means the purified man who are thoroughly honest. You know, a person who is really honest, he can understand this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, he can lead the society. Like the example is given, Chanakya Pandit. One time Chanakya Pandit was very, very famous. So one Chinese actually came to see him. So when he came, Chanakya was doing some official work, he was doing something, and there was a lamp, you know, which was glowing. And as soon as this person came, Chanakya actually received him with, you know, great respect. And then he blew up that lamp and lit a small diya. So then Chinese, he said that, you know, why? You know, that light was adequate, it was very nice, but you have just, you know, lit up a small diya, why like this? So Chanakya said, that lamp is given to me by my office, you know, for doing official work. It's actually given by a king. So therefore, when I'm doing the official work, I'm using that lamp. But now I'm doing my personal work with you. And therefore, this is my personal lamp, and this is what I can afford. You know, so we know Chanakya, Prabhupada quotes Chanakya so many times in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, if the person is honest, you know, he can lead a proper life and he can guide also. Like, you know, he can establish the kingdom. But a person who is not honest, you know what is the consequences? If we are not honest, people will not respect us. You know, one time, two time, three time, we can tell lie and go away, but not every time. You know, people, they will lose faith in us. And also, as we discussed, that as a sadhu, you know, we are representing, you know, some mission. So we have to be very, very honest. First, honest to ourselves, you know, to take to this mission and understand the sublime message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And also, you know, represent in such a thing that the other people, when they see us actually, they should also think, yes, this is what I want to be. This is what I want to become. I want to be like this. But the problem is, you know, like everyone is dishonest. You know, we see, like, you know, just look around. Maharaj, he was telling in one class, just look around yourself and you will find that at each and every step, padam padam, you know, people are telling lies like anything. You know, everything, even, you know, sometimes, you know, it is necessary, you know, to tell lie. Like, you know, Chanakya also spoke lie one time. But when there is a necessity and also for a higher cause, but otherwise people are very, very dishonest. You know, there is an anecdote that King Bharatari Hari, you know, he was a very great king in Ujjain, and he was a poet. But his problem was, he was too much attached to his wife. You know, his wife, I think her name was Pingla. She was extremely beautiful, and he was infatuated by that beauty of that lady, and you know, he was very, very much attached. Thank you. So one time, one sadhu came to his kingdom and gave a very beautiful jewel to him and told him that please give this jewel to the person whom you love the most. So he thought, who is that? You know, my wife. So he took that jewel and gave it to that wife. And then after several days passed and he was sitting in his court, and one very beautiful looking lady, you know, she came and she handed over this same jewel to the king. And when he looked at that jewel, he was wondering, he said, what is this? You know, I gave this jewel to my wife. How come this jewel has come to me? And he sat down and started investigating that what had happened. And then he understood actually what had happened. What had happened that this lady, this wife to whom he gave the jewel, she was loving somebody else. So, you know, she was constantly thinking of that person, and then she gave that jewel to that other person. That other person gave to somebody else whom he was loving, and that lady gave to somebody else whom she was loving, and that person gave to somebody else. So like this, the jewel passed so many hands and landed in the hand of this prostitute who came and who was thinking that the king is the proper person, he should have this jewel. So it came to him. So when it came, he actually sat down in frustration, and you know, he composed a very nice verse. It is said that first, when he was very much attached to his wife, he was a poet, he composed 100 verses and, you know, named it Shringara Shatak. You know, so many verses he composed, and then he actually sat down and wrote this verse, and after this verse he wrote 100 more verses and named it Vairagya Shatak. So King Bhartrunhari, he said, Ya chintayami satatam maisa virakta sa chanyam ichyati jana sa jano nirakta asmat krite cha parishushyati kachidanya dhiktam cha tam cha madanam cha imam cha mam cha. A very beautiful verse indeed. So he said that what had happened, that I was infatuated by the beauty of my wife, and I gave this jewel to my wife thinking that she loves me the most, but ya chintayami satatam, I was thinking, I was always absorbed in her thoughts, but mai sa virakta, she was totally detached from me, she was not at all giving any attention to me, and she was actually, you know, thinking of somebody else. So he said that to hell with my wife, dhiktam, you know, to hell with my wife who betrayed me, with whom I was so infatuated, dhiktam cha tam cha, and to hell with that fellow to whom my wife loved. You know, dhikkar usko bhi, dhiktam, dhiktam cha tam cha madnam cha. And he said to hell with this lust, you know, to hell with Kamadev, because of which we all were made fools of each other. Madanam cha imam cha, and he says to hell with this whole episode. Dhiktam cha tam cha madanam cha imam cha mam cha, and he said that mam cha, and to hell with me also. You know, because I actually started this process. I was so much attached to my wife. So he said that, you know, to everyone he's just saying dhiktam, dhiktam, that because of them, you know, everything actually got disconnected, and he understood that everyone is actually dishonest. You know, nobody is honest to anyone. Then he sat down and he became a vairagi. Now he understood that this is not the purpose of my life, you know, to get infatuated by the lust, but obviously, you know, I have a different purpose. So therefore, you know, sometimes to hide one lie, we have to tell another lie. To hide that lie, we have to tell another lie. And it goes in the series and becomes a vicious circle. You know, so therefore it is very, you know, it's easy to say it, to truthful, but it's very, very difficult. But we have to understand that this is the only leg of dharma which is still, you know, somehow it's there, otherwise it's gone. And sometimes, you know, we may think that, you know, what kya farak padta hai. In the devotee association, sometimes we might not speak lie, but you know, sometimes, you know, that also happens. Like, you know, there is an example that there was one thief, you know, who wanted to become nice. He said that now enough is enough, I have done so many you know, misdeeds, let me correct myself. So he came to the association of devotees, sadhus, and he said that now I want to become a sadhu. You know, like, I will become proper, I will not steal, I will not do all these wrong things. And then one time that sadhu, they said, okay, chalo, let us go on a pilgrimage trip. So they started on a pilgrimage trip. But this person, because he was habituated, when the night came, you know, he started it with his work. But he said, no. His consciousness was actually not telling him. So what he did, he actually took, you know, the something from one person's bag, put it in another. He took something from that bag, put in another bag. So he was actually, you know, thieving, but not exactly, he was not taking anything for himself. So when in the morning everyone got up, you know, everyone was actually panicked. So what happened? Where is my dhoti? Where is my kurta? Where is my this? Where is my that? Where is my all that thing? And you know, everyone was actually panicked. Then that thief, he told that, you know, please forgive me. Actually, I am a thief. No, but I wanted to become pure. I wanted to become, you know, get corrected. So I came to your association, but I could not, you know, because of my conditioning life, I have to do this. But please forgive me and give me a chance, you know, so that I can become perfect. So it is said that sometimes, you know, because of our conditioning, you know, like we may do many things, but at least we have to understand that in the association of devotees, we should be very, very honest, very loyal, very truthful. At least to Srila Prabhupada, to our Guru Maharaj, we should not cheat. You know, it's very, very important. And therefore, you know, when we are in the association of devotees, slowly and steadily, you know, slowly we'll become truthful. And Krishna, you know, he is the supreme truth. It is said supreme absolute truth, Prabhupada writes, Sat, S-A-T. So when we are connected with the supreme truth, you know, obviously we will be truthful, no doubt about it. You know, we should have this faith. And you know, Rupa Goswami, I think, says that Anukulyasa sankalpa pratikulyasa varjanam rakshasi yati vishwaso, that we should have this faith that at any circumstances Krishna will protect us. You know, neha vikrama nasosti, Krishna says, pratyavayana vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. You know, if we really strive to follow, you know, the principles of Krishna consciousness, even if we have left at, suppose, 20%, we'll start from 21%. That guarantee God is giving. And to whom we are trying to cheat, actually, you know, ourselves more than anyone else. It is said that a black ant on a black rock in a dark night, no one sees, but Krishna sees. God sees. A black ant on a black rock in a dark night, no one sees, but God sees. And God's mills grinds very slowly, but exceedingly fine. It is said in Bible that, you know, God's mills grinds very, very slowly, but exceedingly fine. It is said in Hindi, Bhagwan ke ghar der hai, andher nahi. You know, he is sun, he is light. You know, there cannot be, because of our dishonesty, because of our, you know, conditioning life, we may, you know, indulge in so many activities and not behave properly, you know, but ultimately, you know, we need to get purified. And what is the proper honesty? The Ishopanishad says, Isa Vashyam Idam Sarvam. Now that is our benchmark, that we should accept what is made as a quota for us and serve the Lord properly. You know, by serving the Lord, we serve everyone actually. And that is, you know, our, and Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanta. He said that I am actually, you know, Aham sarvasya prabhava. Everything belongs to Krishna, everything emanates from him. Also Krishna says the supreme truth to Arjuna, saying that matta parantara na anya kinchit asti dhananjaya mai saram idam proktam sutre mani ganaye. Said that the whole cosmic manifestation rests upon me as the pearls are strung on a thread. And Krishna gives so many examples, so many things in Bhagavad Gita. You know, it is his vani, and also Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, so many, Krishna speaks at many places in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna's devotees speak so many places. So we have to take, and also, you know, we will not take much time, but you know, this verse, Tadvag Visargo, Prabhupada writes very, very nice thing. He says that the qualification of the sadhu or the great thinkers is to pick up the best even from the worst. And Chanakya Pandit gives example that the intelligent man should pick up the nectar from the stock of poison, should accept gold even from a filthy place, should accept a good and qualified wife even from an obscure family, and should accept a good lesson even from a man or from a teacher who comes from the untouchables. And Prabhupada actually says, Prabhupada goes one step further. He says that this may be
some of the ethical instructions for everyone in every place without exception. But he said, but a sadhu, and he is beyond this. He goes one step further. He said, but a saint is far and above the level of an ordinary man. He is always absorbed in glorifying the Supreme Lord, because by broadcasting the holy name and fame of the Supreme Lord, the polluted atmosphere of the world will change. And Prabhupada said, what is that glorification? That glorification is nothing but Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita and all the other scriptures which the Lord and the Acharya has so kindly given. Now Prabhupada, he didn't sleep in the night. You know, leaving his sleep, he wrote all the scriptures for whom?
For us.
You know, we have to understand that, you know, how just 1 or 2 hours Prabhupada used to sleep, and he used to write, you know, this monument we cannot even read. Even I have not read. You know, it's not, one life is actually not enough to complete all what Srila Prabhupada has spoken or what he has read, he has written. Also to understand and study it further deeply is, you know, we have to understand many, many janmas are there. But we have to simply, you know, get connected to our Guru Maharaj, get connected to Srila Prabhupada, get connected to Srimad Bhagavad Gita, get connected to Srimad Bhagavatam, then there is some hope. And Prabhupada, when he is writing this purport, he is saying that actually there is a situation of crisis when I am actually dictating this purport, because there is a war. China has attacked on India. He said that why this is happening? This is happening because there is this dishonesty. Now people are dishonest. And this is due to the issue, this is due not to the issue in question, but to the polluted atmosphere of this age. And he say that it is actually nobody else's fault. It is the fault of this age. You know, this age is like such that everyone will be like that. Srimad Bhagavatam gives, you know, so many examples that, you know, sight will be reduced, height will be reduced, mercy will be gone, truthfulness will be extinct. So many things are there. So he says that, you know, there is a systematic propaganda by the section of people to stop all this name and flame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But, you know, we should go on presenting. We are actually going against the waves, he said, that everyone is actually becoming an atheist, but we are trying to walk on the path of devotional service. And our presenting this matter, he said that I am presenting this Srimad Bhagavatam to the whole world, which can give light. You know, it's like a sun. Krishna Sudham Upagate. He said that after Krishna has left, this Srimad Bhagavatam is a reason. And this Srimad Bhagavatam, he said that our presenting this matter in the adequate language, especially in a foreign language, will certainly fail, and there will be so many literary discrepancies despite our honest attempt. He is saying that we are just making an honest attempt to present this Srimad Bhagavatam, and even though there will be so many faults in that, but still intelligent class of people who are thoroughly honest, sadhava, they will accept this. And you know, we have seen that how, you know, people, they have accepted Srimad Bhagavatam. I know many industrialists in Bombay, you know, who has embraced this Bhagavatam to the heart, and they have changed the society. And he said that when there is a, he gives very nice example, Prabhupada, you know, he is excellent in logic and giving example. He says that when there is a fire in the house, you know, no matter what language, you know, people might speak, whether it is in Hindi, Sanskrit, Arabic or any other language, but when there is a fire, you know, people understand that there is a fire and there is a, you know, time to rescue. And he said that this Srimad Bhagavatam is also like that. And therefore, the same spirit of cooperation is needed, he says, even to propagate this Srimad Bhagavatam's message systematically. He said that we should be united, we should be thoroughly convinced, and, you know, at least the devotees of ISKCON, you know, we are under one umbrella, and go on propagating this message of Srimad Bhagavatam boldly in the world, you know, so that it can clear the polluted atmosphere of the world. And Prabhupada said that in the beginning some people might not accept it, because, you know, just like a jaundice, if a person is suffering from jaundice, he might not accept it. But the cure for jaundice is sugar candy. If he goes on taking it, you know, one day he'll become cured. So this is what, you know, Prabhupada says. And also, you know, even the last few slokas, the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam is given. He said that sarva vedanta saram yat brahmatmay eketva lakshanam vastva adityanam tat nishkanam kaivalya ek prayojanam. He said that there is only one prayojan of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, there is only one agenda which is given in Srimad Bhagavatam to attain the supreme love, you know, loving devotional service of the Lord. It is said the Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedanta philosophy. You know, whatever, even Srila Vyasadeva, after writing all the Vedas, Puranas, Itihas, Mahabharata, Shruti, Smriti, Puran, everything,
You know, he just in a mature state he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam. Said it is essence of all Vedanta philosophy because it is the subject matter of absolute truth. You know, and truth comes from honesty, which is non-different from the spirit soul, is the ultimate reality, the one without the second. The goal of this literature is exclusive devotional service unto the supreme truth. You know, its supreme absolute truth. The only prayojan of why Srimad Bhagavatam is there to induce us to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this is the last shloka Srimad Bhagavatam. Nam Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papatmartham. It is said that, you know, everything culminates into the chanting. But how? You know, how will we get that conviction? Unless and until we take the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not possible. So anyway, we'll stop here, but just please give me 5-10 minutes. Today is very, very auspicious day, so I have been given, you know, instruction to complete in 1 hour, before 1 hour, but I'll just try to, you know, speak something about one very great personality, which at least all of us, you know, should be aware of, and also pay our gratitude to him. And all this literature which is there, you know, it's said that Bhagavad Gita is a foremost book. Now sometimes the Muslims may say that I know Quran, the Christians say I know Bible, you know, they pose. For us, Prabhupada said it is Bhagavad Gita, you know, Bhagavad Gita as it is Bhagavad Gita. And you know, it's said that Srimad Bhagavatam is a postgraduate study, but Bhagavad Gita is the basic one, and Prabhupada wants us to propagate Bhagavad Gita to all the corner of the world. And this essential literature, which is actually essence, you know, I think Shankaracharya has said, that Sarva Upanishad Gavo Dogdha Gopal Anandana Partho Vats Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gitam Ratam Mahat. He says that all the literatures are like a cow, and the essence of the cow is milk, which is like Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna is a milkman, Arjuna is like a calf, and whatever is, you know, is coming, the essence, the milk is actually given to the sadhu. He said that, you know, all the people, they will accept it. So this Srimad Bhagavad Gita, when Prabhupada wrote a commentary, there were already 650 different types of commentary available. Srila Prabhupada wrote this commentary and dedicated this commentary and this Srimad Bhagavad Gita to one personality, Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan. So today is actually disappearance day of Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan. So we should all, you know, pay our respectful obeisances and beg for his mercy, that he is the proponent of, you know, he is the person actually who gave us Bhashya. We didn't have any Bhashya. And because of that, there was so much of problem. We'll see in this. And, you know, because today is very, very auspicious day, each day we will just try to, maybe in 5 minutes, try to speak about him. One time when Giriraj Maharaj and other devotees, they came to Bombay, they went to a very, you know, affluent personality in Bombay, he was a very rich man. And when they reached there, probably it would be Sunday, I don't know. So, he said that, very nice that you have come, today is holiday. And Giriraj Maharaj, he didn't know what is holiday. So he just asked, when Prabhupada came, he said, we were wondering what is holiday like. So, and he asked Prabhupada, no, he was saying that today is holiday. He said that you all have come and today is holiday. What is this? So Prabhupada said, yes, for us, each day is holiday. No, we are servants of Krishna, so all the day is holiday for us. But all the more, you know, the days of the festival, you know, appearance and disappearance of the Lord and his pure devotees is very, very auspicious. And if we, you know, pray in a very prayerful mood, you know, they will certainly award their mercy to us. So we'll just try to speak about Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan. Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan was a very, very highly renounced, a pure devotee of the Lord who didn't have any friction of name and fame. You know, it's very, very important. Sometimes we do so many things, you know, to accumulate name and fame. Any chance we get, you know, we'll just try to take it. You know, we just try to, you know, propagate and tell to the whole world about our glories, that how glorious I am. One time Maharaj was saying that sometimes when the other devotee glorifies us, what should be our mood? You know, we should be actually disgusted, we should be frustrated and despondent that I am actually so faulty. Know, still this person which, you know, we spoke, that they just see one good quality, they fan it. No, that should be our mode. But sometimes, you know, we say, oh, he does not know my true glories. What is he speaking? You know, he has not covered this point. Even Ananta says cannot speak, you know, how glorious I am. You know, believe me. Accept it. Sometimes, you know, we have that mood. But Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he was not at all. You know, he was... Any tinge of desire was not there. But he compiled so many literatures. You know, if we study about his list of literature, we'll faint actually. He wrote so many. The most prominent he wrote is Govinda Bhashya. Then he wrote commentary on Gopal Champu, Krishna Bhavanamrita, Samsaya Satini, and Siddhanta Ratnam, Sahitya Kaumudi, Sat Sandarbha. So many things actually he has written. Gita Bhushan. So it is said that he was born in somewhere in 18th century in Odisha. And at a very early age, he finished his study of grammar, poetry, logic, etc. And then he went on the pilgrimage. During this time, he spent some time with the Tattvavadi of Madhvacharya Sampradaya. He met with Madhvacharya Sampradaya people and, you know, started conversing with them about teachings of Madhvacharya. And soon he actually mastered the teaching of Srivad Madhvacharya. And then he was a powerful exponent of that philosophy throughout the whole world, whole India. And during his travel, he began to go, and again actually he came back to Odisha, where he met with a grand disciple of Srila Rasikananda Prabhu, whose name was Sri Damodar Dev, Radha Damodar Dev, and with whom he discussed the philosophy. Obviously, you know, we come in Madhvacharya's Sampradaya only, but it is said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually took two principles from all these four sampradayas. And, you know, therefore our philosophy is actually saram. It is a sar of the all the topmost philosophy of the world, all the four parampara. And it is called Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva. So he started discussing with Sri Radha Damodar Dev Prabhu. And Radha Damodar Prabhu, he actually, you know, spoke so eloquently about the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that at once this talks penetrated the heart of Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan. And, you know, he was very eager to have this love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within his heart. And few days after he was initiated with Radha Krishna Mantra, and then he began to study Sat Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami. And in a very short time, he became a master, you know, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy also. And with the permission and blessings of his guru sent him to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. You know, so he went there to study and understand the principles of bhakti from none other than Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was extremely pleased by the gentle and humble behavior of a disciple. It is said that when we go in front of the guru, you know, also we should be like a fool. No, not posing ourselves or our big achievements about the guru, that, you know, I have done this. Because of me, the whole world is running. You know, otherwise it is so. He was very, very humble, and this actually pleased Srila Chakravarti Pad. You know, Srila Chakravarti Pad was a devotee of a highest order. And then, by seeing the renunciant nature, he actually, you know, bestowed his full mercy upon Baladev Vidya Bhushan. And he carefully instructed Baladev Vidya Bhushan in Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva, which is very, very, you know, difficult to understand. And around this time, what happened that Baldev Vidya Bhushan became an expert in, you know, Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. But in Jaipur, you know, we know that the deities, when it was attacked, it was all moved to Jaipur. Jaipur, there is a temple of Radha Govinda Dev. But what happened there, you know, some crisis came actually. Ramanandi Pandits from Sri Sampradaya, they starting objecting the worship of Radha Govinda Dev. And they told that Gaudiya Vaishnavas cannot worship Radha Krishna because they don't have a bhashya. You know, they don't have commentary and they are not authorized to, they are not qualified to worship. Indeed, you know, Sri Sampradaya, they are ardent worshippers of Lord Narayana. You know, their worship standard is very, very high. And, you know, we spoke one time that Ramanujacharya was propagating all this. And when he came to Jagannath Puri, he saw that, you know, how come they are worshipping in a spontaneous way. You know, it was very spontaneous. And he tried to, you know, correct. Lord Jagannath appeared in the dream and he threw away. He said that you are doing very nice thing, continue, but not in Jagannath Puri. You know, so they were saying that this Gaudiya Vaishnava, because they don't have a bhashya on Vedanta Sutra, they are not qualified to worship Sri Radha Krishna. And therefore, you know, there was the situation of crisis, and the king, Sadachari Raja, he was actually initiated in Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, but because there was an objection, there was no commentary, You know, king was forced to remove Srimati Radharani from the altar. But since, you know, he was in a Gaudiya Parampara, he sent a word to Vrindavan, to Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad. He said that, you know, there is a crisis and please, you know, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Bengali devotees are not allowed to, you know, worship Radha Govindev. Please do something. And at that time, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was very aged. He was very, very old actually. So it was not possible for him to travel from Vrindavan. Now flights is available. You know, we can travel anywhere in the world we want. But that time we have to walk. So although, you know, the Rajasthan is near Vrindavan, but the distance was too high for Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad to travel. And also Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad thought that, you know, Baldev, Vidya Bhushan, he is a perfect person actually to go and defeat Ramanandi Sampradaya. And he told Baldev Vidya Bhushan that, you know, I order you, please go. And, you know, established our philosophy there. And Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he went there, met with Ramanandis and started arguing with them. And actually he, you know, he almost defeated them. But they still said, but you don't have a Bhashya. And since you don't have a Bhashya, we don't accept your philosophy. And then he said that Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary propagated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we take Srimad Bhagavatam as the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. It starts from Jarmadi Yasyata. This is our commentary. And he said, no, we don't accept that. You know, you need to have a commentary. Then only we can... So Baldev Vidya Bhushan was very, very despondent. He said that, how can I convince them? You know, we have a commentary, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is like a son, but they were not accepting. So actually, he went to the temple of Radha Govindadev and cried before Radha Govindadev and told Radha Govindadev that, oh Govinda, you know, he explained what had happened and told that, please do something. Then Lord appeared actually in a dream and told that, Baladev, don't worry. I will dictate you what you have to write, and therefore no one will be able to refuse to accept it because I will write it. And you know, when he heard this, Lord Govindadev himself speaking to him in a dream, he was ecstatic. He got up early in the morning and started to write a commentary on that. And within few days, he completed his commentary. And taking the blessings of Radha Govindadev, he took that commentary and went into the Sampradaya, that Ramanandis. And when Ramanandis read that commentary, they were speechless. You know, because it was written by Lord himself. You know, anything which is written by Lord, who can defeat it? They were speechless. They could not say anything. And then actually they accepted that, yes, you can worship now. And that time, seeing the intelligence of Baladev Vidya Bhushan, they actually award this title Vidya Bhushan to Sri Baladev. Srila Baladev Vidya Bhushan ki.
Yeah.
So at that time, after defeating the Ramanandi, you know, also we have to learn many lessons from here actually. First of all, that, you know, there was a clash. The king was saying that, why you are fighting? You know, you are also Vaishnava, they are also Vaishnava. Why you are fighting amongst themselves? But they said, no. So we have to understand that actually we have to cooperate. This is very, very important that, you know, everyone, you know, who is a Vaishnava, actually we have to give great amount of care, respect, and, you know, gratitude to the Vaishnava, because manushyanam sahasrasu, not everyone becomes Vaishnava. You know, all very few chosen soul, you know, are actually Vaishnava. So king was saying that, why you are fighting? Still, you know, they were fighting. And after that, what happened when Baldev Vidya Bhushan defeated Ramanandis thought that, you know, he is a super scholar, we should take initiation from him. So they approached Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan. Now at this time, you know, we have to understand that if anybody would have been there, he would have gladly accepted them. That, okay, come in my army. You know, my kafila will become a big. But he told no. He said that Sri Sampradaya is a bona fide Sampradaya. And you are a servitor of the Lord in Dasya Bhav. And accepting anything else will be like an offense for me. So I cannot accept. Now Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan was like that. You know, he was not, you know, taking glories, names or fames. Then, you know, quietly he again went back to Vrindavan and informed his guru, Srila Chakravarti Pad, what had happened. And his guru was so pleased actually. You know, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he actually gave him full blessings, you know, pouring from his heart, and blessed him saying that, you know, your name will be there. And when actually Srila Chakravarti Pad, you know, left this planet, Baldev Vidya Bhushan was the next Acharya. You know, like Chakravarti Pad is the prominent Acharya for us. After him, the Baldev Vidya Bhushan was there. And also Baldev Vidya Bhushan, you know, later known as by the name Govinda Das, because he wrote Govinda Bhashya. Now Govinda, he also known as Govinda Das. So today actually, you know, we should pray at his lotus feet that, You know, we are actually fools. We don't understand philosophy, we don't understand commentary, we don't understand everything. Even though we may be, you know, reading the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam for a lifetime, you know, we may not be able to understand. It's not shock, you know. So we have to understand, please, you know, only by the mercy. Also, I'll tell one small incident in 1 minute before we end this. That when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first time came to Jagannath Puri and had the darshan of Lord Jagannath, he fainted, you know, by seeing Lord Jagannath. And then Saravam Bhattacharya took this young sannyasi to his house, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he told Gopinath Acharya, who was his brother-in-law, told that he is a young sannyasi, he should not be like this. How he will maintain his vows of, you know, renunciation? Actually, he should learn Vedanta from me. I will teach him so that, you know, he will not become like this ecstatic kind of a person and, you know, come in the bhav. And then Gopinath Acharya said that, you fool, you don't understand, you know, who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is ecstasy which you can never understand. And then, you know, there was argument to and fro. And he actually, on the basis of Shastra, Gopinath Acharya, you know, tried to explain to Lord to Saravam Bhattacharya the position of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was not ready to. And then he argued, he said that Lord is three yugi. He appears only in three yuga. You know, how come I accept that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the yuga avatar? And then that time Gopinath Acharya said that actually it's no point, you know, in arguing with you and indulging in a discussion, dry speculation, speculator like you, unless and until you are touched by the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. You know, you take the dust and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his lotus feet, you'll never understand this thing. So, you know, we may not never understand Bhagavad Gita, we may never understand Srimad Bhagavatam, we may never understand anything, you know, unless and until we are blessed by the pure devotees of the Lord, coming in the bona fide discipling parampara. So we should be very, very grateful that we have got this, you know, opportunity, you know, by the divine, you know, intervention and by the effort of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Srila Gurudev ki.
Yeah.
Shantai Gaur Brahmananda.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol.